Hey, Rob here, wishing all of you a happy new year, and I want to talk a little bit this week about New Year's resolutions. Now, a perennial resolution has always been getting fit for the new year and maybe lose a few pounds in the process. Now, I'm not one who works out that much, but my older brother has been working out pretty much consistently since high school. So I called him up and said, "Hey, who would you talk to? Who's a good fitness expert?" He didn't even hesitate. He said, "Mark Ripito." Now, Ripito may not be as famous as, say, someone like Jack LaLanne or Billy Blanks, but to weightlifters, his book, Starting Strength: Basic Barbell Training, is like a Bible. So I called up Ripito this week at his gym, CrossFit Wichita Falls in Wichita Falls, Texas, and asked him if he's seen that traditional New Year's bounce in membership.
It's not quite as much as it used to be 20 years ago. The nature of the fitness industry has changed to the point that I think that more people than ever are conscious of the fact that they need an exercise program all year long. And New Year's resolution business is not quite what it was about 20 years ago, but there's still an uptick.
So people come in, and what's the first machine people go for? Is it the treadmill? Is it the exercise bike? What do they think is the quintessential thing they need to do to get fit, and maybe where are they going wrong?
Well, first place they go is the dumbbell rack, because everybody thinks that arms equals muscles. So they stand in front of the dumbbell rack where they can see themselves in the mirror, and the first thing they always do is come in and do a bunch of curls because that's all they know how to do. And they completely neglect the fact that the human body functions as a system and that the only way to effectively exercise the human body is to treat the whole thing as a system. And that's why it is far more effective to use exercises that use a whole lot of muscles at one time, like squats, presses, deadlifts, these sort of things.
So it's really, you have to take this approach that, okay, I'm not just going to walk in and just start shedding pounds because you need to learn how to properly do it.
The gym industry, the fitness industry, is predicated on the idea of using machines because it is extremely cost-effective for them to train their staff on the use of those machines. In other words, it's cost-prohibitive for a gym to hire a strength coach to teach everybody in the gym, everybody that signs up in the gym, how to do squats, presses, and deadlifts, much less power cleans and snatches and clean and jerks, that sort of more complicated barbell movements, the things that are the most effective.
Now, what if your goal isn't necessarily to have six-pack abs or even to be extremely strong or anything like that, but just to lose your beer gut, just to feel like, okay, I want to just lose 10 pounds. Would you recommend then maybe going to the more, aerobic exercises like the bicycle or the treadmill or, even elliptical or something like that? Or are there other exercises you could be getting into that are better for losing weight?
If aerobic work, and by that I mean long, slow distance, like jogging or walking on the treadmill or riding the bicycle or working on the elliptical trainer, if that actually worked, then everybody in the gym that's on that equipment would not be fat, right? And yet, what precisely you see is that people that need to lose weight never get it done that way. The reason for that is that muscle burns fat for fuel. And if you ultimately want to affect the amount of body fat you've got, you have to affect your muscle mass. And the only way to affect your muscle mass is by doing exercise that challenges the ability of that muscle mass to produce force, and that is resistance training.
But when I was in college, I did crew for a little bit, and I did one of those erg machines, and that was one of the hardest workouts I've ever. I mean, maybe it was because I wasn't flexible enough, but is that machine at all worthwhile?
You mean the Concept 2 rower?
Yeah, the rowing
That's
machines.
the best aerobic exercise device there is. And the reason for that is because it works more joints over a longer range of motion than any other device in the gym. The problem is most gyms don't have that. They have treadmills and ellipticals. They have devices that are specifically designed for you to use while you watch television.
So if you're watching TV while you're working out, you're not really working out.
No, really, you're not.
You should be grunting a little bit. You should be sweating.
You should be sweating and, you know, out of breath. And look, everybody knows when they're working out. And what we've got now is a situation where we've been allowed to fool ourselves because it's in the interest of the industry to maintain that charade. Effective exercise is hard. And that's all there is to it, just like anything else.
Now,
if it's easy, it's probably not effective.
Right. But you see these home workout equipment things, too, like I know the Bowflex or other things. I mean, are any of these home gyms worthwhile, or is it better just to go to the real gym instead of trying to get an all-in-one thing?
The home gym equipment is worthwhile if you'll use it. I mean, to the extent that it's not following along the same pattern as the type of equipment you find in the health spa. If you go to a commercial gym and all of the resistance equipment is set up in stations and body parts and that sort of thing, then the home gym versions of that are not any more effective. And quite frankly, home gym stuff really honestly needs to be manufactured with hooks so you can hang your shirt and your coat and stuff up on, because that's all most people use them for anyway. And if they had little hooks on them, it'd be better. But the most effective equipment of any sort is barbells. And we've known this for, you know, decades. The problem with barbells is you have to learn how to use them. And that's why the health spa industry, the health club industry, modern fitness industry does not employ them in its business model.
So really, before you go off spending hundreds or even thousands of dollars on some fancy piece of equipment, learn the barbell.
You can do every exercise that you'll ever need to do for the rest of your life with a barbell and a set of plates, a power rack, and a flat bench. Every exercise you will ever need to do that is weight training type exercise can be done with those three simple pieces of equipment.
Wow. But what about, sometimes I think of working out as work, you know, and maybe I understand you have to have that motivation to do it. But I always thought, well, if there's a sport that's really healthy to do, like playing basketball or running or something like that, then maybe I won't have to go to a gym because just doing the exercise through this sport is best. Is there a particular sport you would recommend?
Well, most people effectively incorporate exercise into their program if they include it in the work day. Most people are responsible enough to go to work. If you consider that your fitness program is a part of your responsibilities every day on par with going to work, you're more likely to get it done. So in that respect, I certainly encourage people to think of exercise and fitness training as work.
But I've remembered after playing basketball pretty consistently for a couple months that my arms were stronger. I did have better endurance and stuff like that. But
sure, absolutely. And the reason for that is quite easy to understand. If you are starting from a position of complete unadaptation to fitness training, then any type of exercise will make you improve. The more training you do and the more adapted you become, the more effective that training has to be.
So basically,
so when you effectively played basketball that time,
mm-hmm,
and got fit from playing basketball, the reason for that was it was not because basketball is an effective way to get fit. It is because you were so unfit that basketball to you at that point was an effective way to get fit.
So if you notice that you're, by doing sports, all of a sudden you're much more fit, you're actually telling yourself, wow, you were really unfit before, and
that's a pretty sad
baseline at that point. You should be ashamed of how low your baseline was that you improved so much from an unfit type of exercise.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I really appreciate your time here. And so I just have, you know, one question getting back to this New Year's thing. Let's say you joined a gym or something like that. You said, okay, I'm going to join a gym, and maybe I know a lot of people do this. Say the membership itself will motivate me to go, you know, or something like that. you know, paying those dues.
If that were true, the fitness industry would grind to a halt.
Right.
Because everybody that owns a membership at the club would be there. They can't have that.
Right. But if you do go in, what is it that you think you can do right off the bat that's going to make a big impact, that's going to motivate you to at least say, hey, I can see some improvement, and this is something I want to stick with and see my progress go? What do you think is something you should start with?
Learn how to squat. It works more muscles than any other exercise. It's harder, it's a longer range of motion, and it will make more difference in your appearance over a shorter period of time than any single thing you can do. You have to learn how to squat correctly. Correctly is below parallel.
So if there's one thing you could do this New Year's, is to be a squatter. That's what you want to be.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Mark Ripito. I appreciate your time, and Happy New Year to you, and best of luck in 2009.
Thank you, sir.
That was my conversation with Mark Ripito. He's the author of Starting Strength, Basic Barbell Training, and I'll be continuing my conversation on getting fit for the new year next week with NPR's David Kestenbaum. But in the meantime, if you want to agree or disagree with any of the advice Mark Ripito had about staying fit and losing weight, let me know about it. Click on the comments box below here on the What Would Rob Do blog.